With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
What? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. My boy DJ Hushmanzada, of course, the old Pro Bowler. You can hear on Up On Game on weekends on Fox Sports Radio with me, Doug Gottlieb. You can check me out on the Doug Gottlieb Show daily, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific. Anyway, we got you for the next couple hours as we're reacting to hope you had a Merry Christmas, getting ready for a happy, happy New Year. Christmas this year, we not only got hoops, we got football as well, and then the Christmas Eve slate. There's a metric ton to get to, but when we look back, if we were to look back and say, hey, what was the biggest thing that happened this weekend, other than Santa completing his task, what would it be?
Man, it would be the way Green Bay, at least for me, has gotten back into the playoff picture off that terrible start. And then on the flip side, like, what is going on with the Dolphins and Tua? Like, you start off the season so well, and now you look like you can't even play the quarterback position. Like, some of those interceptions, like, what are you doing? And so for me, it's Green Bay's revitalization and what's going on with the Dolphins.
Well, I mean, like, look, if we look back and we remember, okay, there was that, those weird, when they play in Miami in September, things are weird, right? Like, the Bills melted in the heat and still probably could have gotten a last second field goal. The Patriots, they've been a mess offensively anyway, but that game was as much about the defense as was the offense. But you know, those wins in the middle of the season, I mean, look at those teams, Steelers who are starting to figure it out, Lions who started to figure it out, Bears, Browns, Texans, like, they beat bad teams. They play good teams, and he doesn't look like he's, it looks like Brian Flores was right. That's what it looks like.
I would say when I look at it, it's probably somewhere, like, he looks so good, Doug, to start the season. He looked really good. And I felt like going into the season with a new head coach, with Tyreek Hill coming on board, that he would be better. And he has been better. But it's almost as if once they played the San Francisco 49ers and it was first play of the game, they scored. It's like, oh, okay, here they go. After that game, he's completely fallen off. Like, you're going to have adversity. You're going to have that. And it seems as if once he hit that bump in the road, he couldn't really overcome it, because they lose to the Niners, then they lose to the Chargers, and then things start to snowball. Competitive game to the Bills. And it's just snowballing. But I felt like, you know, just watching that game, I felt like the turning point in the game was when it was 20-10 just before halftime and Mostert fumbled. I felt like that was a turning point in the game, because they had a chance to go up 17 or at worst 13 points. They didn't score a point the rest of the way.
No, and then, you know, the interceptions in the second half. You can't win if you turn the ball over that much, especially against Aaron Rodgers, who they look better. They didn't look great, but they look better. And that's a team that was so in need of it. That's a quality win. Now they had the Vikings and the Lions back-to-back weeks to climb into the playoffs. where you would think they'd be dangerous, with the exception of the, like the Niners would be the matchup that would be the crazy one. Okay, what about Tampa's win last night? That was a bizarre one. You got the Rams and Baker Mayfield lighting up the world, or the Broncos completely quitting. Like that thing is done. You have a lot of others. You have the Cowboys, who had a lead, fell behind, end up beating the Eagles, albeit the Eagles without Jalen Hurts. When you watch Eagles Cowboys, what's your, as from the football eye, what's your takeaway?
The Eagles turned the ball over 4 times. Eagles are playing with a backup quarterback, and I felt the Eagles should have won that game. 3rd and 30, like 3rd and 30. One of the best corners in the game, in Darius Slay, felt like he was getting help over the top. From 33, I don't know who 33 was. I just know his last name was Scott. Maybe it was Josiah Scott, but I'm not certain. And they complete a 3rd and 30 to T.Y. Hilton. 4 turn, like everything went the Cowboys' way in that game, playing against the backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they escape with a victory. But on the flip side, first game of the season, the Eagles played Cooper Rush and a backup quarterback, and they escaped with the victory. And so the Cowboys look good. But the Eagles, man, they just have a really, really good team. If Jalen Hurts is playing, the way they played certain coverages, they wouldn't do that with Hurts, because he would take off and run. And so this is going to be, at least for me, interesting once the playoff starts. I believe everybody's like, oh, we want to play the Bucs. But do you really, with Brady under center? The way the Bucs have looked, they'll be one and done in the playoffs. It just looks that way to me. But it was, for me, this weekend, I literally just, as soon as the game started, I didn't move but to eat.
No,
I was glued to the television all weekend.
It's amazing, because we have that again this weekend, right, where we have the 31st and the 1st. We have the national semifinals on Saturday, and then Sunday we'll have some bowl games but a ton of NFL. Like, is there a way in which we could do this every year where Christmas is on a weekend? Like, that was
the best. Was like,
can we just kind of jimmy-rig the calendar from now on? We don't need leap years or to move the days or whatever. Just always Christmas on a Sunday. That way our Saturday that way our Saturday is filled with Christmas Eve games. Like, those are great. Then we get the Chargers Colts tonight. We got Lakers news with Anthony Davis out indefinitely with a stress reaction. We got some baseball stuff. Is a Carlos Correa deal may go up in a second. Carlos Correa contract may be void because of something within the physical. Like, man, there's a lot of stuff. And then you have crowning of the Chiefs. Can Deshaun Watson play anymore? Right. I haven't even gotten with you about what you do if you're the Jets. What do you do if you're the Jets?
If you're the Jets, it sucks to say it. It seems as if, it doesn't seem as if, Zach Wilson has lost his confidence in it. And I feel bad for him, to be honest with you, because when you go to New York, and the crowd is reacting off of what has happened, meaning they didn't want him in the game, because once he got benched and Mike White was named the starter, Mike White played pretty well. And so in that weather, like, guy, y'all see the weather they're playing in, right? Like, it's not easy to play in that weather. Every throw that was off, it was just like, boo. And you hear that as a player, and then you start to press, and he just couldn't get it done. I didn't feel like he played terrible. He missed some throws, but it was the pressure of, he knew what was on the line. He knew if he didn't play well, what could it possibly be? But the Jets have to move on. It's just no way that he would have to be perfect. He could win 4 or 5 games in a row. He played one bad game, they're going to boo him. They're just going to boo him. And the Jets fans act like they've been good all these years, like, boo, like, supporting. But it's over. It's over. And
what's interesting, Hoosh, is that I think, you know, the guys that wore the Mike White t-shirts, like, that's not being a good teammate. Like, who does that? I mean, it probably shows you what Zach is like behind closed doors, but still, you can't do it. Guy obviously was struggling with confidence. Now the confidence is shot. And then, you know, I love that people consider themselves fans. If you're really a fan of a team and he wears your uniform, you made it impossible. You made an opportunity that he would normally have, which was a very slim chance of turning it around, impossible, because you can't overcome when your own home fans have completely turned on you. There's just no way.
Doug, the sport, any sport, but fans, they support us. Like, I've always, when I was playing, even to this day, if you want to take a picture, I'm going to take a picture. If you want an autograph, I'll take an autograph. It's no time. Like, that's not like, oh, I have something to do. It's going to take 20, 30 seconds, whatever it may be. But a lot of fans really think that they love the game or they want to win more than the players. You don't. Like, but Zach Wilson, he went wrong. When he said, no, I didn't let the team down. No, that was the beginning of the end.
No question.
You have to accept accountability. And he did that after the fact, but it was too late.
No, there's no question that he had probably was teetering on losing the locker room and completely lost it after that. And it was laughably bad. That was after New England loss. And yes, again, bad weather, but he missed so badly and looked so completely lost. I get it. And I understand, like, you're a fan, you're allowed to be upset. You're like, look, dude, I went all in on Zach Wilson. The guy stinks. I get it. We're all in that.
But when teams say they went all in, like, it's not when I was getting drafted and quarterbacks were getting 60, 70 million. You drafted a guy in the first round in the top five. It didn't pan out. Okay, let's see if Mike White's the guy. And if he isn't, let's see who we can draft again.
Well, I think, though, if you're a Jets fan, okay, remember, you're like, well, I thought Sanchez was the dude. And then he wasn't. Or Geno, and then he wasn't. And then Darnold. I was all in on Darnold. And then he wasn't. And then it's Mike. So in many ways, you know, Wilson gets the you-know-what because all these other dudes have been false prophets. And then, you know, I hadn't really seen him play. It was BYU. It was COVID year. He's just, you know, he's kind of, he looks like he's more of a movie star than a football player, whatever. I mean, you can, again, if you're a hater, you can find anything you don't like to, whether a guy can play or a guy can't play, none of that matters. I think it's a culmination of things. I really do. But yes, they gotta move on.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio with TJ Spinzad. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Wishing you and yours the merriest of Christmases. Happy Hanukkah and Happy New Year coming up this weekend. Can't get to this weekend without telling you, as we're coming from live from the TireRack.com studios, last weekend was incredible. Still going, obviously. It's like one of those parties. Still going? Yeah. Chargers, Colts tonight conclude 3 days of just awesome NFL football. Hoosh, there are more pertinent games in regards to the playoffs, right? Like you mentioned the Packers. Obviously, Cincinnati beating New England is worthy of discussion. Carolina hanging around in that discussion with Tampa Bay as they beat Detroit. As you want to talk about a good old-fashioned ass-whooping. Woo! Carolina had 200-yard rushers at the half. Pittsburgh essentially ending the Raiders season. But also, you know, Mike Tomlin still holding out hope for another season above 500. He's not going to finish at 500 anymore. But what happened yesterday at SoFi, granted, it's a game nobody has any right to have to pay attention to, right? It's the Rams are playing for nothing. The Broncos are actually, every time they lose, it helps the Seahawks, not the Broncos. But this is a debacle. Russell Wilson throws three picks. Brett Rippon, for his part, comes in, throws a pick as well. Baker Mayfield plays just about perfect football. Cam Akers rushed for buck 18. And the Rams win 51-14. Did they quit on... Did the rest of the Broncos quit on Russell Wilson? Did they quit on the head coach? What happened to the Broncos?
The Broncos are terrible, man. And we've been seeing this all year, but because Russell Wilson is the quarterback, it was as if a magic potion was going, they're going to turn it around. Oh, he's going to play better. And he 15 for 27, 214 yards, and it was – okay, that he's been playing like that all year. And then to see Baker go 24 for 28, and it was, I mean, if you're a Bronco fan, you did not envision this to start the season. Russell Wilson has been good from his rookie year until now. And it's almost as if immediately he can't play. And when I look at it, Russell Wilson has proven himself for a decade, 10 years. Hackett has never proven himself. I'm going to go with the guy that has proven himself to say it can't be his fault. I need to see more of this. When you look at Hackett and you go to Green Bay, because that's where he comes from as an offensive coordinator, he didn't call the plays. LaFleur was the play caller. Hackett just had the title of OC. When he did call plays, when he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars, look at their offense. They were awful.
Now, look, Nathaniel Hackett's gone. There's just no, it's just no way, right? You can't take over that team with that promise, that quarterback and that contract and go 4-11, regardless of injuries, whatever else you want to say. It doesn't matter. He's gone. The question is, like, what's the likelihood that Russell Wilson can get it back? That's the big question, because he was not good coming off of the thumb last year. And you know, he's been more than a little defiant in the past over what his, whatever his limitations are. And now he appears to have some dramatic limitations. He's run more and thrown more recently, but still doesn't move the same in the pocket. His arm isn't the same throwing the ball deep down the field. And I mean, he looks like a shell of himself.
How often do we even see him throw that deep ball like he threw in Seattle for many years? How often do we don't even see it as much? Okay,
right, but if we can only guess, the reason we don't see it is because when he's thrown it, it hasn't either gotten there or hasn't been on target. He's just not the same guy. There's no other way to. I mean, he's just not. And I mean, I don't know if you can fix
it. When you play an entire season the way he has played, I can't disagree with you. But if I'm going to play devil's advocate, the only thing I can come up with is coaching matters in the National Football League.
No question.
And I played on three different teams my last 3 years in the league. And you're able to see why it matters. Certain coaches are just better than others. They understand more. You're more prepared. They'll tell you, expect this on third down. And it happens on third down. When this guy does this, this is what they're going to do. And that's what happens. And other coaches, they just don't do that. And you miss that. You're like, ah, when I was playing with this team, we were more prepared. And is that going on now? Is that the case? I don't know. But even if it is, and say Hackett is not the type of coach that he had in Seattle, you shouldn't fall off this bad.
No.
It shouldn't be. A really good player should be able to find a way and say, okay, I won't be able to play the way I've played, but I can't be this bad. I feel like Russell, he's always going to say the right thing. All I know how to do is keep working. You know, I'm going to find a way. I'm going to figure it out. Again, go back to the fans. They don't want to hear that. They want to see one thing, results.
Here's Russell Wilson after the game.
We're at a low moment right now. I don't fear low moments because I know that every time I've been in a low moment, I've always come to the other side of it. And that's in life, losing my dad. That's in life, you know, going through obstacles and stuff. That's in life, in your career, whatever it may be. And all I know is to keep fighting, keep battling. And that's what I'm going to give. I'm going to give everything I have every day.
I mean, it sounds really good. It just really falls on deaf ears because everything out of him sounds like a Tony Robbins speech, you know, just does. And I mean, it's interesting. Like, he got away with it for so long, and he was fairly polarizing within, I think, league circles. But, you know, with fans, people, like, you know, generally liked him. And now it's just like, oh, God, so cheesy.
I would rather my quarterback approach it that way than say, oh, I'm not at fault for anything if we go back Zach Wilson and the Jets.
No question.
I would prefer Russell Wilson's response. And you know what, though? He truly believes what he said. He's not just saying it. He truly believes that. But guess what? He's going nowhere.
Well, but here's, of course not. It's the same with all these guys. You know, it's like Aaron Rodgers, like, he ain't going anywhere. Like, look at that. Look at all that money. He's not walking away from $59 million. So anyway, but the point, though, is, and this is the big one, is you and I think we agree, like, you're going to financially, you're going to have to run it back with Russell Wilson. And the likelihood of success is greater if you get back to a more conservative style, more like what he did in Seattle. The problem with it is, like, I don't know if Russell doesn't know who he is. Right. I think he thinks he's the old Russell, and he's not, clearly not. And even the old Russell, obviously Seattle thought they saw some limitations. That's why they put him in that situation. And he was at his best that way. But I don't think he knows who he is. I think he thinks the problem is Hackett. And he may be mostly right or partially right, but there's no way you can watch that and go, that's the same guy. And that's the interesting part, is that TJ is, as you try and, whether it's Zach Wilson, whether it's, you know, you pick any of these quarterbacks that are getting a shot or not getting a shot or whatever, they get shell-shocked and they throw these picks. Like, how much of it is Tua? Tua, Zach Wilson, and Russell Wilson, right? How much of it is talent? How much of it is they lose their confidence? How much of it is age, right, for Russell Wilson? Like, all of those things are really interesting because you wouldn't draft Zach Wilson number two overall unless he had talent. You wouldn't. People wouldn't tank for Tua unless they thought he had talent. Now, I watched Tua play against the Rams, and I was like, or actually against the Chargers, and I just thought his ball just died at the hole. Like, there's, they just does not have the wing for throwing the ball outside the numbers. But there's, I know there's more to playing quarterback than that. And then, you know, you look at Russell Wilson, he doesn't look the same. How much of it is fixable with these guys, especially with Russell Wilson? Because as you said, like the Broncos, it's one thing to take a guy. Zach Wilson, you can move on from because of how first-round draft pick contracts are. Tua Tagovailoa, you can move on from because of how first-round draft pick. You can't move on from Russell Wilson. The Broncos are way more screwed than the Dolphins and the Jets ever would be.
The Broncos, I mean, and you don't even have draft picks because you've given them Seattle as part of the trade. It really, when you look at the last couple years in Seattle, give me a contract extension, or last few years, give me a contract extension, or I'm leaving as a free agent. This is what he tells, or this is what is reported. He tells Seattle's front office, Pete Carroll, John Snyder, they give him a contract extension. They, when I say they, it's Russell Wilson and his agents and his people, they were making it seems as if Pete Carroll was the reason Russell wasn't what he wanted to be and he could have been. Sure. Oh, I can... And they get rid of him, and it's as if Pete has been this really fantastic coach this entire time. Like, look what Pete got out of Russell. Look what Pete is doing now with Geno. He really hid Russell Wilson's flaws, and when everybody wanted Russ to cook, Pete knew he couldn't cook because now he's in this situation and he can't get it done. And so for Russell, I empathize with any player that was at the level that he was at and then you crash. And it wasn't gradual. It was immediately. And I believe what he's saying. Oh, all I know how to do is work. I mean, he wasn't drafted high. He was at NC State, and you have to go to Wisconsin because they didn't believe in you. And so he's always had to overcome adversity.
That's not what happened.
But this time it's different.
But that's not happening. Just like, so we set this record straight. Like, when he was at NC State, it wasn't they didn't believe in him. It was that they didn't want him to go play pro baseball in the summer. They wanted him to hang around for his senior year, get ready for
season. But if you're a extremely physically talented quarterback, guess what? They're going to let you go play baseball in the summer. They're going to let you do what you want to do. They're going to let you do what you want to do because they don't want to lose you.
Right, and they had Glennon behind him who was also
They had Mike Glennon behind them.
Right.
If you're Caleb Williams, you said, I'm going to go play baseball, guess what the coach is going to say? All right, see you when the season's over with.
No, Kyler went and played baseball. But let's not act like O'Brien didn't want to keep him. I think he grew frustrated with the fact that spring and summer he didn't have his quarterback, and he asked him for one spring and summer to hang around, and Russell was like, no. It's not like they were like, dude, we don't want you anymore. And then he went to Wisconsin, you know, bet on himself or whatever, went to a traditional running program, and he had an unbelievable year, went to the Rose Bowl. But look, I get the mentality of Russell Wilson. I get all that. But it's like one of those, when broadcasters say this all the time, right? Like if I sound like I'm old, somebody tell me, right? If I'm missing plays, somebody tell me. And that's what Real Friend is like going to tell you when it's time to hang them up. And I don't think it's time to hang them up, but you know, I got a good friend who covers the Broncos. I was like, is he heavy? They're like, no, he's like, yoked up in chair. I was like, he doesn't move the same. Like, he just doesn't. Yeah, and it's one of those deals where, yes, Pete Carroll is taking a victory lap this year, and his thing was probably always, I was trying to protect Russell from himself. I'm fascinated to see what's the process like. Who can you hire who can get Russell back to being Russell? Because Russell ran off the offense coordinators in Seattle because he didn't like him because he thought they were too conservative.
It's going to have to be like you're not going to get a proven guy like Sean Payton. Sean Payton is not going into that mess. So you're going to have to get a guy that's an up-and-coming guy that wants an opportunity.
Are we sure, though? Because here's the thing, okay? I generally agree with you. My guess would be that that would not be top on Sean Payton's list. The Chargers win tonight. They're going to the playoffs. I think it's pretty hard to fire that guy if they go to the playoffs.
Doug, I'm telling you, with the talent that the Chargers have, if they're going to the playoffs. We know that. The Chargers are going to be in the playoffs. Before the season, on paper, I said who had a better roster than Los Angeles Chargers on paper? Nobody had a better roster. So them going
Niners,
to the playoffs
Niners
is
the only one. Niners are in that same discussion.
Going into the season, I'm not so certain. Not going into the season.
No, I mean, only difference is quarterback, dude. I mean, like, let's just be honest.
The only difference is quarterback. I understand, that's huge.
Okay, you got Nick Bosa, Joey Bosa, right? You got Fred Warner, you get Trent
Khalil
Williams,
Mack.
Khalil. Yes, I mean
that look, secondary going into the season. The secondary of the Chargers. Said,
before you figured out J.C. Jackson couldn't play and then he got hurt.
But going into the season with J.C. Jackson, Asante Samuel, Derwin James at secondary, the Chargers' offensive line was supposed to be a strength. The running game, their receivers, it was
right,
like
but they lost Rashawn Slater, and you know, I mean, if they haven't had Joey Bosa.
I just feel
like
as if the Chargers, if they're able to get Sean Payton, you got to do it. If we don't do well in the playoffs, we got to win a couple of games. If I'm in a Chargers ownership group, and if Sean Payton wants to come, Sean Payton is your job because he's proven. I know what he can do. You give him Herbert, the Chargers are going to be good for the next decade consistently.
It's the only thing they have, and I understand that Sean Payton called the plays, not Lombardi, but he brought over, like, Lombardi's already there. He was the, you know, he was with him in New Orleans. That would be.
Calling the right play at the right time. That's why Andy Reid is Andy Reid. That's why Sean Payton is Sean Payton. That's why Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, and them dudes that, what makes them so good? They call the right play at the right time. And guys like Hackett, that's what makes them not so good because they don't call the right play at the right time.
Well, Hackett's deal, he looked completely overwhelmed by the job. You know, you can't get plays. Forget about the right play. Get a play in on time to start the year, and you end up losing everybody's faith to begin with. Okay, so the point more for Seattle is, outside of Sean Payton, probably not for Seattle, for Denver.
Denver.
Outside of Sean Payton, who can fix it?
It's a name that we haven't talked about. It's going to have to be one of these younger offensive coordinator type guys that just really understands the game of football. Like, not many people.
But wasn't that supposed to be Nathaniel Hackett?
Yes, but you can't bring in a guy, and it happens at times. It does happen at times. But I was going to say, you can't bring in a guy that's never really called plays, but he's a coordinator. Because Mike McDaniel, he didn't call plays. Shanahan didn't. Look at him. And so, in essence, it is a roll of the dice when you hire a guy to be the head coach that's an offensive coordinator, but he's not calling the plays. You are rolling the dice because what Mike McDaniel has done in Miami, he's turned it around from an offensive perspective. That's why hiring a coach, there's no exact science of, okay, I'm going to get this guy, and he's going to – you just don't know. But we do know if they would have gone back and look at when Hackett did call plays, it didn't look good. Jacksonville Jaguars were really good defensively when Hackett was the offensive coordinator. I know we recall that now.
Yep.
And they couldn't put up points. They couldn't score. He was the play caller. That should have been your warning, Denver Broncos. That should have been your warning that they had this strong team defensively. But offensively, they were a liability with a quarterback that was drafted extremely high. So a lot of people thought, oh, this quarterback has talent. They just couldn't get it done.
Here's Nathaniel Hackett after the game talking about the embarrassing loss.
Everybody's frustrated. That was a bad game, embarrassing game. That's the first one that we've had like that. And so I know everybody's frustrated. We address it. We've talked about all those things, talked with Randy, talked with all those guys. And we can't show our frustration. We got to take our frustrations out on the field the right way.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all this stuff is just words, word salad, and just you end up being lost. I mean, you can't. It's like the Dan Campbell thing last year. Even though they weren't winning, they were still competing and fighting for him. That did not appear to be the case. Did not appear to be the case.
I mean, at this time of the year, I'm going to just let all the fans know. Christmas has come. You're out of the playoff picture. Everybody's packing up to go home. They're going to go to practice today. They starting to pack up. They, especially the guys that don't live in a city where they play, oh, man, they sending stuff home right now. They're like, oh, I can't wait for the season. And they need two more games. They packed up. They ready to go. They ready to go.
It's so weird because I think the fan mentality is, well, it's the NFL. Guys can get cut, whatever. You want to put something good on tape. But the reality is that, you know, you get beaten down enough at work and you're out of the playoffs. And it's very hard mentally to continue to stay locked in.
Very hard. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but that's just what happens. I mean, I lost early in my career with Cincy, and you just saw it. Like this is what goes on? Like, oh, okay, this is what goes on at the end of the season, huh? When you're already, like, guys just, I wouldn't say they check out, but they ready for the season to be over with. They're ready to go home. You're going to play the game because it's extremely fun, but you're not, guys wouldn't put the work in practice late in the season that they were putting in early in the season. And I saw that as a young player, and it was just like a wow moment because this is your job. You would assume, like, and everybody didn't do that because there were some players that they're professionals and they were committed to the cause of trying to turn things around and do things the right way. But certain guys, man, meetings start at 8 o'clock. They was pulling into the parking lot at 7:55. Like, not walking into the meeting room at 7:55.
Yeah.
Pulling into the parking lot at 7:55. Walking into the meeting at 7:59. It's just a different dynamic when you're out of the picture this late in the season. They feel like, what am I playing for? What am I putting all this effort in for? Now, this is your job, and the game is fun. And so things can really start to snowball. And that's why the teams that are doing bad, that play well late in the season, that's a tribute to the leadership on that team and the coaching staff that they're keeping those guys motivated. Like, you look at the Panthers. Yep. They had every reason to give up. Yep. Now, they're still in the playoff picture, but they had every reason to give up. They got good leadership at the top because they're not letting that happen. They're not going to allow that to happen. You look at McVay. Every reason to give up. They not – team full of backups, as you said. They're not letting that happen. Good leadership at the top. And certain teams, they don't have that.
This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Coming up next with T.J. Hushmanzad, I'm Doug Gottlieb. Stop me if you heard this before, but Anthony Davis is hurt. I know, surprising news. What do you do if you're the Lakers? We discuss next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good morning to you, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. With DJ Spinzano, I'm Doug Gottlieb. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Hoosh, I got a bunch of other things to get to, including fans digging out the Bills from their cars.
Man, the Bills, they have great fans, man. Them fans love those players and vice versa, man. I like to see that type of stuff, man. That's a good relationship that the fans have with the players.
Yes. I mean, they've taken the energy of jumping off of high buildings onto burning tables and turned them into pure fandom. Digging somebody else's car out from the snow, like, I don't know. Like, on Christmas Day, by the way. Or Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or whatever, you're going to dig somebody's car out. Like, man, I don't know. You're going to have to dig your own car out, buddy.
Nah, you know what that is. That's hopefully whoever's car you're digging out will be on the team moving forward. Because if I'm that player and you help me dig, you never buying another ticket to go to a game. I'm always giving you tickets to come. I mean, not every blue moon, every home game, you got tickets from me.
Hey, quick shout out to Dr. Charlie Licata. Okay, here's why. When I first moved to Connecticut in 2002, I think. Yeah, 2002. So 20 years ago to work for the other place. I had two neighbors and went Dr. Charlie Licata, his actual doctor, family practitioner. And it'd snow and I used to work late night there. I used to do a show called Game Night. Be done at 1 a.m., wake up at 1:30, get home at 1:30, 1:45, and he would plow, and I had a long driveway. It was a long driveway, and he'd plow the driveway. Just push it with a plow. And I try and offer him, like, booze, whatever. It's like, nah, I like doing it. It's my pleasure. I put headphones on, I listen to music. Anyway, Dr. Charlie Licata, I didn't plow your driveway, so I appreciate you plowing mine. And no pause intended in that one. I know this surprises you, but Anthony Davis is hurt again.
Yeah, man.
And he was hooping before
he was playing extremely well. But you knew it was just a matter of time. Like, it was like, wow, he's going to stay healthy this year.
Like, nope.
And then he's not. It was just a matter of time. He's just one of those dudes, man, where his body is fragile. It's no longer a matter of if he's going to get hurt.
It's when.
It's when now. And he's not trying to get hurt. He wants to play. His body, it just won't hold up. And for him, especially for the Lakers, nobody wants to play more than a player. Without AD, they don't. With AD, we had somewhat of a chance. Without him, LeBron has to be great every game. And even if he is great, that's just keeping you in the game. That's, you're not even winning. It's you in the game.
Like, listen, their first half, and granted, when they've taken these beatings, even when they had anything, like one of the important parts to point out was Anthony Davis was playing great. But their first half schedule was light up until December, and then it got difficult. And they did. They beat Milwaukee on the road to start that road swing. But after that, they started losing. Again, even with Anthony Davis, they went through a losing 4 out of 5. Now, since he's gone, they lost 4 in a row, and they got to go to Orlando, Miami, Atlanta, Charlotte, Sacramento, Denver, like all in the next like week and a half. Like, they're going to just take L after L after L. And we're in that.
They'll win some. I hope.
Huh?
they'll win some of these games.
You forget. But you forget that, like, part of the thing is they're still the Lakers to everybody else. That's still LeBron James. You still get everybody else's best shot. You're still getting, you're still getting packed places on the road just to see the circus that is.
Who's missed more games, Anthony Davis or Kawhi Leonard? It's a good one, huh?
I would say Kawhi has missed it so far, but obviously moving forward.
I'm talking like, you know, over the course of their career, like percentage of games played.
It's a great point. Kawhi's obviously has cranked up more and more since the San Antonio thing. And obviously Kawhi getting hurt, was that 2 years ago? Hurt the Clippers and their chances to get out of the second round. But it's a great point. Clippers now sitting in fifth place. I mean, what do you do if you're the Lakers? You just got to ride it out.
What can you, like, is anybody going to give up a king's ransom for Anthony Davis when you know he comes to your team? The likelihood he's going to miss at least a quarter of the season, at least every single year. And so are you giving up that to get him? Is he talented? Extremely. But I don't know what team would give that up. It sucks for the Lakers because they were starting to play better. Yep. And this happens.
Yep. It does happen. With TJ Esposito, I'm Doug Gottlieb. All right, more back to the NFL upcoming next. Where are we on the Cowboys? And who's the best team in the AFC as we get ready for the playoffs?
Oof, that's a great question.
That's next, the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.